Beneath the headlines, behind the timelines, there is a story no one wants you to find. Welcome to Some Unapproved Thinking, where forgotten truths, buried patterns, and invisible systems rise to the surface. You weren't crazy. You were just early. Let's begin.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another intriguing episode of Some Unapproved Thinking. Can you believe it's episode 50? Today, we're diving into something that has me absolutely buzzing with curiosity. Did you hear about the recent signals detected coming from the moon? I mean, it sounds outlandish, right? But it turns out radio telescopes have picked up a rhythmic signal that seems to be originating from inside the moon's hollow core. Yep, you heard that right. I said hollow core. So, what does this mean for us? Well, let's break it down. You've been staring at the moon your entire life and you never knew it was staring back. What if it's not a moon at all? What if the hollow moon theory, the artificial moon hypothesis, is the one secret too big to survive disclosure? 3 days ago, a radio telescope array in the Atacama Desert, the same place that listens for alien signals, picked up something that shouldn't exist, a rhythmic pulse coming from inside the lunar core, not reflecting off it, not orbiting around it, from inside. The detection lasted exactly 47 seconds before the feed went dark. 47 seconds of a pattern so precise, so mathematically impossible for any natural phenomenon, that the three independent astronomers who saw the raw data before it was buried made the same decision. They told their families. Then they stopped talking. You won't find this on NASA's website. You won't see a press release. That's not because it's a hoax. That's because the implications terrify the people whose job it is to control information. This is some unapproved thinking. Okay, quick break before we dive into this. I have to share a song I've been listening to lately. It's called Calling All Angels by Mero. It's a really emotional, kind of haunting track, but in a really subtle, beautiful way. It actually came out of a difficult time in their life. And you can feel that throughout the song. It has that feeling of reaching out or searching for something and not really knowing if anyone's listening. The sound is super immersive too, almost cinematic, but still really stripped back, which I love. Mero's just one of those artists where the voice and writing feel really raw and original. And it's cool to see it already getting attention from places like Flaunt, V Magazine, and Grammy.com. If you're into more emotional, low-key music, I think you'll really like this one. I'll link it in the show notes so you can listen. You can stream Calling All Angels by Mero on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to music. Okay, now let's launch back into today's topic, the hollow moon. Let's rewind. Not 3 days, further back. Further back than you might expect, actually. In 1901, H.G. Wells published The First Men in the Moon, a novel, yes, but one that described a hollow lunar interior with such architectural specificity that scientists at the time dismissed it as too detailed for pure imagination. Wells himself said the premise came from somewhere he couldn't fully explain. Fiction has a way of arriving slightly ahead of the truth. In 1962, seismic equipment left on the lunar surface by the Apollo 12 mission recorded something the public was never meant to understand. When the lunar module's ascent engine was deliberately crashed into the surface, a planned impact test, it created a vibration in the moon's crust. Except the moon rang like a bell for over an hour, completely consistent reverberations, as if the entire satellite was a hollow sphere with something metallic inside. Scientists call this the Q factor, the seismic quality factor, and the moon's Q factor was off every natural chart. The geophysicist, Gary Latham, who led the team that analyzed that Apollo passive seismic experiment data, described the results as unlike anything recorded on Earth. In internal notes that circulated among the research team, one phrase appeared repeatedly, inconsistent with a solid body. When that data was published, the language was sanitized. The strangeness was buried in technical qualifications, just silence underneath the jargon. But you felt it, didn't you? That pause, that wrongness. Here's what they don't teach in astronomy textbooks. The moon shouldn't be there. Not where it is, not at the angle it orbits, not with the gravitational properties it displays. The mainstream scientific community offers the giant impact hypothesis, the idea that a Mars-sized body called Theia collided with early Earth and the debris coalesced into the moon. It's a tidy story. But it doesn't explain the orbital precision. It doesn't explain tidal locking, why we only ever see one face of the moon, perfectly, always, which hollow moon theorists have long called the most suspicious coincidence in the solar system. And it doesn't explain the moment of inertia. The moon's moment of inertia factor is 0.3929, a value that scientists themselves acknowledge is anomalous, inconsistent with a uniformly solid body. They have explanations. They always have explanations. What they don't have is certainty. Isaac Asimov, not a conspiracy theorist, a rationalist, a skeptic, wrote in 1965 about the geometric perfection of solar eclipses that the moon appears exactly the same size as the sun from Earth's surface, allowing total eclipses with a precision he called the sheerest of coincidence. He didn't claim it was artificial. He just noted that if you were designing a surveillance platform, you couldn't have placed it better. So what if it's not natural? What if someone put it there? The hollow moon theory isn't new. It's old. The oldest, actually, Immanuel Kant suggested it in the 1750s. But in 1970, a Soviet engineer named Mikhail Vassin and Alexander Shcherbakov published an article in Sputnik magazine, the Soviet science publication. Remember that detail, not the state newspaper, but a curated science journal with controlled readership proposing that the moon was an artificial satellite constructed by an unknown civilization to serve as an observation post above Earth. They provided specific structural hypotheses about the internal architecture. They were never heard from again. Not killed, not disappeared, just removed from published records. Their work was indexed wrong in libraries. It became impossible to cite because it effectively didn't exist anymore. It's worth noting, this wasn't a completely novel idea, even in the Soviet scientific community. Iosif Shklovsky, a respected Soviet astrophysicist, had already proposed years earlier that Phobos, the moon of Mars, was an artificial hollow satellite. His reasoning, Phobos was decelerating in a way only possible if it was hollow and lightweight. That theory was eventually challenged, but Shklovsky had already cracked the door open. Vassin and Shcherbakov walked through it. Why would the USSR publish something like that, then erase it? Because someone told them to. And someone had leverage. In 1975, American researcher Don Wilson published Our Mysterious Spaceship Moon, the book that brought the Vassin-Shcherbakov theory to Western audiences and laid out the case in terms accessible to anyone. It sold widely. It was reviewed. Then it quietly vanished from library acquisition lists. You can still find it if you know where to look. Most people don't know to look. The signal from 3 days ago changes everything because it's recent, it's measurable, it's undeniable once you have the raw data. And here's the part that should chill you. The rhythm of that pulse corresponds exactly to a frequency that mirrors the famous wow signal. The transmission detected in 1977 by Ohio State's Big Ear radio telescope during a SETI survey. The wow signal lasted exactly 72 seconds, bore all the hallmarks of an intentional extraterrestrial transmission, and was never detected again. What's never been discussed publicly is what the Big Ear array was also receiving in adjacent frequency bands that same week. Signals that were logged, categorized, and archived under a classification that wasn't public until a whistleblower in 2019 made it available. Those adjacent signals were described in the archive notation as a response. Yeah, you heard that right. A response originating from lunar space. But a response to what? Well, perhaps to us, to our transmissions. Let that sink in. For decades, we've been broadcasting into space, believing we're alone, asking if anyone's out there. And the moon, our moon, the thing that supposedly pulls our tides, regulates our climate, lit up our nights for millennia, has been pinging back the whole time. not loudly, just rhythmically, just consistently, the way something does when it's watching, when it's confirming it's still here, when it's waiting. The reason nobody talks about this is because the alternative is worse than the silence. Because if the moon is artificial, if it's been here as long as we've been here, if it's been signaling back, then every major government on Earth knows. NASA knows. Roscosmos knows. The ESA knows. The Chinese space program knows. They all know, and they've agreed to lie. United on a single point, keep the population asleep. That agreement is called Protocol 7. You won't find that name in any official document because it's not a name, it's a designation. But intelligence officers who've left government service have referenced it obliquely in interviews. There are certain truths, one former NSA analyst said in a podcast in 2021, that would destabilize everything if released. When the host asked what truths, there was silence. Then, I've already said too much. He was right. 6 weeks later, his podcast was removed from every platform simultaneously. Copyright claim. Then the copyright holder was deleted from business records. The rhythm from the Atacama detection is significant because it's not random. It's actually a mathematical sequence. The intervals between the pulses spell out prime numbers in order from 2 to 97, a countdown or an introduction. You don't send prime numbers into the void by accident. Prime numbers are a mathematical constant. They exist in nature, yes, but this specific sequence, this precise timing, indicates intention. It indicates communication. And it indicates something else, that they know we're listening now. The false floor is this. You're thinking about this all wrong. You're imagining little green men or ancient aliens. You're romanticizing the mystery. But the real horror is simpler. The moon isn't a spacecraft. It's an instrument. It's a gravity amplifier, a surveillance platform, a geological anchor point. It's been here orchestrating the conditions for human civilization while keeping us in the dark about our own origins. Every eclipse, every lunar cycle. Every time you've felt that pull, that strange significance of the moon in your bones, you were feeling it too. The presence, the watchfulness, and the signal from 3 days ago wasn't a ping, it was a reminder. It was confirmation that we're finally reaching the right frequency, that we're evolving fast enough technologically to pick up on its existence, that we're approaching a threshold. What happens when humanity collectively knows? That's the real question nobody's asking. Because every government on Earth is making the same calculation right now. They're looking at that Atacama data. They're cross-referencing it with the 1962 seismic data, with the 1977 signals, with all the classified observations that have accumulated since. And they're realizing that the secret can't hold much longer. Too many people have seen too many pieces. The signal is repeating. It's getting louder. It's no longer a whisper. It's a transmission that every sophisticated receiver on Earth is going to pick up within months. So the trap is this. The governments that know will decide when you find out. Yep. They'll control the narrative. They'll frame it. They'll tell you it's peaceful. They'll tell you it's ancient. They'll tell you it's been watching over us all along, like a guardian. And you'll believe it because they'll have evidence and they'll have scientists and they'll have the authority. Most of you won't believe your own deduction. Nope. You'll believe the official story because the alternative, that you've been lied to at the highest level, that your entire species has been observed without consent, and that you're living in a controlled experiment, all that's too much for the human mind to accept without institutional permission. So you'll just go to sleep again. You'll forget to ask questions. You'll stare up at the moon like you always have, and you'll feel that same inexplicable pull, and you'll assume it's poetry instead of gravitational resonance. You'll assume it's beauty instead of surveillance. You'll assume it's natural instead of the most profound lie your species has ever been told. The artificial moon just pinged Earth, and you're about to find out why. Tracy, out. Next here. next here, 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 next here.
If this story didn't sit right with you, good. You're not here to be comforted. You're here to see what others overlook. Thanks for exploring some unapproved thinking. Learn more at someunapprovedthinking.com. New episodes drop weekly. Subscribe, share, and keep questioning, because the pattern's still playing out. And next time, we're going deeper.